last night in our offensive meeting, we put up the script for day one's practice, and then with all the plays, and then the script for day two, you know, today's practice with all the plays, and then the script for what will probably be the first practice of OTA, and then the script for what's the first practice of training camp. And it just keeps piling on. And so that was one of the messages this morning, was that you really have to stay ahead. You know, you get the information sent to you on an iPad the night before for your meeting, you know, in preparation for your meeting the next morning. So you really have to do a good job of staying ahead. And that's kind of what today will be about, too.
What's your overall impression of
the coaching? We have a lack of conditioning. So these guys need to get in better shape as a whole. You know, and that again, I'll say this. That's not entirely their fault. You know, they, like I said yesterday, they've been training for the combine, you know, the 40-yard dash, the broad jump, the shuttle runs, all those different drills that they have to do. That doesn't equate to football shape, especially in Houston. And, like, you know, some of those guys thought it was, you know, hot out there yesterday. Like, John, you know as well as I – well, much better than I do, me being raised in Boston, you know way better than me that – they ain't seen nothing yet. So I think we got to get in better shape, but I do like the effort and the attention to detail in the meetings, but now they have to really work to get in better condition.
Is it similar at the first day last year?
Yeah, I would say yes. I think really I can't think of a year that I've been involved with this where it hasn't been that way, to be honest with you. You know, to think that a group of rookies is going to come in and understand the shape they need to be in to at this level, at the NFL level, is, you know, that's hard. You know, some of the guys were in shape. You know, there were some guys that were in decent shape for the start, but as a whole, we got a ways to go.
Give us your speech that you give them about immediately.
Scare them straight.
I don't rank and serial number.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'll tell you this. One thing that I tell them, and I tell them that we have great respect for the media, and that we understand that the media has a job to do, and you know, especially as it relates to the people that are here every day, you know, our in-house media, obviously the Houston media, we have great respect for the media, but it's also important to understand that you're a part of a team. And it's also important to understand that you haven't done anything yet in the NFL, and you really, through no fault of your own, have any clue about the NFL. You might think you do from watching, you know, ESPN and NFL Network and all those things, and that's great. But at the end of the day, you've got to figure out what it means to be a Houston Texan and make sure that you know that it's all about being a good teammate, being coachable, working hard, and trying to find a role on the team. But I'll tell you, the first thing we talk about is the respect that we do have for the media. Right. Right. I think you give them examples. You talk to them all the time about teamwork. And, you know, Dale, one of the first things I say to them sounds simple, but, you know, this is the greatest team sport in the world. You know, it's so difficult to get 11 guys on the same page doing the right thing on every single play in a football game. So difficult. It rarely ever happens. If you go to any football game that you've ever covered, how many times can you say that when you watched a play, 11 guys were doing the right thing on every single play in a game? Never. You can never say that. And so it starts there, and it starts understanding your role on the team, what your job is within that role that you have. It's about doing your job. It's about being consistent. You know, one of the things we talk about is having a daily approach. You know, what time are you getting up? What time are you eating breakfast? What time are you going to start watching film or, you know, getting some extra treatment on your hamstring or your quad or whatever requires treatment? You know, what is your approach on a daily basis? That's kind of where it starts. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough deal. I mean, what a great kid. You know, I just met him, but nice kid. And, you know, I think you know, when those things happen these days, guys come back from that. Here we have a great example. I told him last night on our team of Cody. You know, Cody White has an Achilles and comes back, and he's out here, you know, taking part in our off-season program, and he worked hard to rehab. So, you know, life does not end when you blow your Achilles out. It's a tough blow, but I told him, hey, when you wake up this morning, you got to figure out how you're going to rehab it and get going here. So. Well, we have to decide that as a staff, and obviously Rick and I have to sit down, you know, not ready to answer that yet. But, yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, whether he gets a chance or not, he seems like a really good kid, and whether it's here or somewhere else, I think he'll get another chance. Yeah. I mean, somebody tweeted that already, right? I mean, you got some – I don't know. Not you, Tanya, but it was a tweet fest yesterday, I thought, with some – I don't know, whatever.
I would if I'd have known it.
Well, now you do.
Thank you.
Tweet away.
Who is somebody based on
what? I think Patty was. Patty was. That's all right.
What's kind of the breakdown as far as benefits in early days? Because you guys can take
for. Yeah, I think that. It's important for these guys to get off to a good start. Now, a lot of what we're doing this weekend will be repeated when we get to our first OTA. So hopefully they learn a lot schematically, how we do things meeting-wise, walkthrough-wise, practice-wise, so that when we take the field at the end of May with the full team in a practice setting, not a coaching session, but an actual practice, these guys will be a little bit ahead in knowledge of how we do things. So, but that's completely up to them. You know, that's part of the message this weekend is there are so many things that they have to do on their own to get to that point. And it's not just about sitting in the meeting and listening to the coach and taking a few notes. They have to figure out how we do things on a daily basis. And the faster they can figure that out, the farther ahead they'll be when we start practice on the end of May. I would say that he needs to get in better condition. Which I would say that about just about every guy out there. So not just him. I would say that about virtually every guy out there needs to work on their conditioning level. Yeah, it's the pace. It's, you're competing with guys that are just as good as you. I mean, all these guys were stars on their college team. It's another level. It's another level of football. You're running a lot. Especially at the skill positions, and for receivers and defensive backs, both Kevin Johnson and Jalen Strong, they need to get in better shape. They've got off to a good start, but they know that their conditioning level has to improve. They're running all the time, so they got a taste of that yesterday, and they'll get another taste of it today. I thought for coming in here for the first day. And having been in the shotgun his whole career at Henderson State, I thought he did a fine job. And so we see there that, you know, he's a smart kid, and he's able to process information pretty well. So we added to his, quote-unquote, plate this morning. You know, we added a lot of stuff. Now, we'll wristband it because some of our play calls early on here are speeches, so he can read the play call off the wristband in the huddle. But he did a good job of that yesterday. As we sit here today, no question about it. I believe that, we have a hardworking football team. I'm talking about the guys that have been here. And I think when you look at this team right now, where we are right now, okay, I'm not talking about the season or anything other than the beginning of May. I like where we're at right now. These guys have really worked hard in the 3 weeks. Now we add the rookies to the mix, and I think we've got a good foundation that the rookies can really get in line and learn from the veterans instead of just listening to me and the coaches. They can now watch the guys in front of them. I believe we have a very hard-working football team, which is good.
You said virtually every player had to get better shape. Tell somebody that you were happy with the shape he was in.
I would say that the long snapper was in good shape. He looked to be in pretty good shape.
He snaps that good velocity.
Yeah. He snapped a lot of footballs, and he was – he did a good job.
8 days ago, you don't even know who you're going to have, at least in terms of your undrafted grade. So there's something
No. That's why I said it. It's not their fault. With all due respect to them, and like I always tell them, look, it's not your fault, but like here's your baseline. Here's where you're starting from. You know, some of you guys, you know, a lot of you guys, with the exception of a couple, really have a long way to go when it comes to the conditioning. And so, like, you have 6 weeks, you know, so you have 6 weeks starting yesterday. You have 6 weeks to get yourself into condition. Then we take a little break. Then we bring you back for training camp. And you have to pass a conditioning test when you come back for training camp. So they've got time, but they know how far they need to go. Yeah, no, that's a good question, Dale. I think about that a lot. I really that's one of the things about coaching that I really enjoy is the relationships with the players. And so I, you know, just personally, I'll just speak for myself. When you guys talk to assistants or whatever, you can ask them. But I try to get down there for breakfast. I try to be available. I have an office in the locker room. I'm down in the locker room a lot, whether it's with these guys or with the veterans in the training room. So, yeah, I think it's important to right off the bat try to establish at least a handshake and a name and then begin to talk to the guys. Some of these guys we know a little bit better than others because we dealt with them in the draft. Some of the other guys we don't know really well. But I think it's part of the process. It takes time, but we enjoy doing that. I enjoy doing that.
How different has it been from year one to year two for you and coaching staff? Would there be a difference
from how you guys managed last year? Yeah, I think that the coaches know the tempo that we want to practice at. Something as simple as knowing where to go from drill to drill. You know, this is what field we're on. This is the team drill. This is 7-on-7. This is where we're going to do one-on-ones. You know, all those little things that really add to the tempo of practice really help. I would say the other thing is as an overall group, I like this group. I think our process, just kind of like Rick and I spoke about after the draft, our process was better this year. You know, the communication was better, so we were able to bring in a pretty good group of players. So we'll see how it shakes out over the next couple days. Say that again. That are in this weekend? Well, I'll tell you what, I think it's a benefit, first of all, for these rookies to see these guys. So I'll take the three receivers, just use them as an example. Easy, Jace, Labhart, these guys are in way better shape than the other guys. And so, like, that's good for the rookies to see that. They're like, whoa, these guys have been here. They've been working out. You know, I can say for those guys, they've been here on their own quite a bit throughout the offseason, let alone the offseason program, and they're in really good shape as an example. So I think that's good for that, you know, setting that example of what these guys need to know, what type of shape they need to be in. And then I think it's good for them to get more on film and be evaluated. It's really good.